On June 20th, Lagos State Education Minister Nelson Makoi ordered 30 teachers be arrested after the teachers went on a strike and demanded they be paid in full according to the new salary structure issued by the National Ministry for General Education. All but the six teachers were later freed. The six teachers were transferred from Panda Military Barracks to Rumbek Central Prison after several calls by civil society activists and teachers' family members urging Lagos State officials to free teachers or charge them with an offense. The teachers were arraigned in court on August 10th. The public prosecutor Michael Wade told the court the teachers were charged under Section 48, 80 and 86 of South Sudan Penal Court Act 2008, which criminalizes public disorder. Rumbek County Court presiding judge Michael Lakel freed one teacher and released five other teachers on bail. The five teachers were ordered to appear in court last week for hearing. Today, Judge Akel dismissed the charges against the remaining five teachers. David Kamanbol, the teacher's defense lawyer, says the court dismissed the case against the teachers for a lack of evidence under Section 256 of South Sudan's Criminal Procedures Act. Bol says, finally, justice has been served.
I'm happy because the judge is the one who knows the legal procedures. We have been praying all this time so that these teachers could be released because they did not commit any crime. Somebody who came to your office and asked his right is not a crime, by the way. What they were requesting is the increment of their salary.
Bol says the teachers will sue the Lagos State Education Minister for arresting and detaining them under false pretense. Bol says the teachers have a right to sue the ministry for defamation and to seek damages for the suffering they endured while in detention.
They have right to open a case against the minister who happened to arrest them because they did not commit any crime. That one is unlawful arrest. They have been detained without any procedures taken. So the ministry concerned, Ministry of Education, should pay that the cost.
Teacher Emmanuel Mapor Mabor says he and other four free teachers welcome today's court ruling.
Pleasure to have good news today that we are set free. So it is wonderful things that we are very happy, all of us, who are much concerned about the human dignity. In fact, the law is alive, but it is an ignorant, by the way. The law is ignored at the end of the days, because in the 20, up to today, we spend like 65 days.
Mabor appealed to human rights groups, civil society activists, and the national government to investigate the matter and ensure the teachers are compensated for the suffering they endured.
Our field as teachers at large, especially we who are detained in a military barrack, is that starting from the governor, presidency, civil society, and the council of states for interventions. What are they going to convene us for these disturbances? Because what we are doing is not for our own. It is belong to the nations. In fact, as you see us here, we are minority.
John Man Mading, the Director for Administration and Finance at the Lagos State Education Ministry, who was a state witness in the case, declined to comment. Eyewitnesses say Mading left the court without speaking to anyone after judges dismissed the case. This program called Mading several times for comment on the matter, but his unknown phone contacts were unreachable. Defense lawyer Bol says the ministry should have handled the teachers' grievances as an administrative case rather than locking them up in a military barracks.
It's not a criminal case. They are civilian. They are not supposed to be arrested in the military barrack. This is an abuse. This is an abuse, and this is violation of human rights also.
Last week, while National Education Minister Awu Deng Ashwil was in Rumbek for an annual general education review, the issue of teachers' salaries and motivation was front and center. Minister Ashwil said all teachers should be paid according to the new salary structure approved by the government. For VOA News, I am William Sande Mabur, reporting in Rumbek, Lagos State.